This is the BBC Home Service.
Let that be a lesson to you.
I'll strike you down, sir.
Don't you dare raise your radio times to me. One false move and I'll horsewhip you with this.
Put me down.
Heckles, you must stop wearing those leather suits.
Shut up, both of you.
Shut up, both of you.
Kindly allow me, please. Kindly allow me to announce the highly esteemed... Goonshow. You come in too quick then, Mr. Conductor. Close your eyes. Get up, man, get up. Stop sulking about that silly little hole in your head. Mr. Greenslade, cease framing that copy of the Listener and give us the old chat bell. Come along.
Ladies now. And gentlemen, Le Mange. Presenting the story of...
The Treasure of Loch Lomond. It was 600 years ago that the Spanish treasure galleon Sanitary sank in Loch Lomond with great treasure aboard there.
So much for the clumsy, heavily labored plot. We move now to the clumsy, heavily labored hero.
My name is Neddy M.C. Seagoon. My story starts one warm day in London. My business partner had just handed me a vital financial report.
We're skint, mate.
Skint, mate? Well, let's try Leicester Square. They like good music there.
Well, you take the solo this time, mate.
I'm not afraid. Give me your tin hat.
All right.
Keep your eyes open for coppers and silver.
20 tiny fingers, 20
tiny
toes,
tiny
two angel faces, ain't gonna turn up now. Quite looks like,
give it here.
It's mine, here, give it back to me. Let go of it.
That
penny's mine. I'm the company director.
I'll bring this up at the next board meeting, mate. You see if I don't. After all, it was in my mug it fell into, mate.
I don't care. I'm the lead singer. You're always mourning.
No, I'm not. I stop when I'm asleep, don't I? Oh, look out. Here come the Rozzers, mate.
That's giving them the slip. Bolt the door.
Oh, he's coming up the stairs, mate.
Quick! Quick, we'd fool him.
What?
Slide this window under your wig. There. Now, help me fold up the walls. That's better. Now, get the floor into the sack. He won't find this house here anymore.
Mate, the floor's stuck, mate.
Fool, you're standing on it.
What? Oh, he's at the door, mate.
Honey, let's put the door up in the ceiling when he can't reach it. There.
I say, you two down there, open up in the name of the knee.
It's no good. We're trapped. Put on these master disguises. This lead beard for you. Hurry, man. Now, I'll just put this pair of plastic ears around my waist. There. Now he'll never recognize us. Come in!
Neddy Seagoon?
Yes.
I'm Norris Toof of Messrs. Mealpin and Fada, commissioners for oaths and small bets, please.
You should know.
I've been instructed to inform you that you are next in line for the treasures of Laird MacGool. It's a heritage, sir, worth £10,000.
Oh, well, I'll have to inform the Labour Exchange.
One point, sir, before you do, you must prove to me that you are of Scottish blood.
Simple. Or chime on. It's a warm, black, moonlit nacht, isn't it? Robert the Bruce, Partick Thistle 3, Celtic Rangers 0. P.S. Down with England, Mon Hoots.
Proof positive, sir. Proof positive.
Needle Noddle McNew.
You can't go a word against the hell. You can't go against the word of a patriot. You must leave for Scotland at once.
But how do I get them on? I've nae cinnamon. No silver, man.
Your dear uncle has provided for the journey. Put these boots on and off you go.
For he'll attack the high road and I'll attack the low road.
And I'll be in Scotland of Hori. For you and my crew have well never been again. Hori, Hori, mate, of a lot of
At dawn the following year, Ned Segun galloped into the great yard of the Castle Magool.
Oh, proud beauty!
Welcome to Scotland, white man. Let me help you down off these coconut shells.
Dad, a member of the Black Watch. Are you the night porter?
No. No, I am a gilly.
Of course, the famous gilly porter. Up! Thank you, thank you. Now, I'll have you know I am of princely blood. I come to claim my treasures and heritage. I bring with me all the wealth of my London domain.
Let me take the Honorable Prince's brown paper parcel.
I admit I have been traveling light.
Too light. You forgot your trousers.
I didn't forget them. I just came prepared for the kilting season.
Oui, you must be wee Neddy.
And you? You must be my uncle Laird McCool.
Come in, lad. You must be cold. You must be cold. Put on this porridge. Come in. Come in and warm yourself by this roaring candle.
Thank you, Uncle. Real regal Scots hospitality. Tell me, MacUncle, why have you brought me to Mac Scotland?
The truth is, Neddy, I've no heirs left.
I'm going a bit thin myself.
There's treasure waiting for you. 10,000 pounds. It's yours. You get it when I die.
Only when you die?
Aye, aye.
How's your health been lately?
Fine, fine, fine. I've one weakness, mind, my chest.
Dad, it's stuffy in here. I'll open the window.
Oh, you devil. You tried to get rid of me, the new. Now you get her, I'll set the hounds on you.
No, I was only joking. I didn't...
Grover, see him off, boy. Go on.
Okay.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Shut up, you muck idiot. You're not a dog.
Shh, bunker me away. All found in free collar.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, I'm going. Whoa. I'm going. But you haven't heard the last of me. I'm on Housewife's Choice tomorrow.
You're always on Housewife's Choice, gang! Good work, Rover, good dog. Now, if you go to the loch and bring up some more of that treasure from the sunken galley.
Okay, and you listen to Max McGilroy.
Treasure in the Loch, Part McTwo.
It's a pristy freezing blue, McSporrans. 3 days they've stood waist deep in this icebound Loch Lomond. What's the idea, eh?
Don't you like fishing, Moriarty?
Fishing? Oh, yo. Type O. We haven't any rods. How do you catch fish like this?
Well, they've got to die sometime. We just wait until then.
By the great measurements of Sabrina, you must be off your nut.
Shh. Frog eater, look.
It's a ragged idiot wearing a dog collar.
Quick, dive down and put out the fire. We don't want to be spotted.
Too late. I've already been spotted.
How?
I had measles.
Silence, heavily oiled French joker. Observe yon dog-type man.
What's he dived in for?
You'll see when he surfaces.
You think he's trapped on the bottom?
No, he would have shouted for help.
Look,
see what he's got round his hind leg.
Sapristi, a platinum chandelier with a diamond-studded candelabra.
Yuckaboo.
Pass the telescope. Now hold the jeweler's glass on the end. Sapristi, those diamonds are genuine. After him, money moolah. Oi, money. Oi, stop.
Silence, reeking garlic wreck. There's more diamonds where that comes from, at the bottom of the loch.
But neither of us can swim underwater. How do we get down to it?
We'll drain the loch. The question is, how?
Ahoy there, good fishermen! Are they biting today?
Yes, and I've been scratching them all night as well.
Ah, well, I must be on my way. It seems as though I must leave Scotland for aye and take the open road. I've got a great big rock for my pillow and a tuft of grass for my bed. I sleep naked by the roadside. It's a wonder I'm not dead. Walking through the fields of corn, leaning up against a rick of new mown hay. The open road, the open road, the open road for me.
You raving idiot, you.
Thank you. Have you been here long?
300 years.
What are you talking about?
Shut up.
It's the plan. My plan.
You've been here 300 years, eh? They don't give holidays like that anymore. You're 300 years old!
Yes. Yes, it is a shock, I know. Let me explain. You see, my fast disintegrating friend and I have been keen drinkers of the Loch waters. You see, it has a certain mysterious properties that rather prolong the lifespan.
I don't believe this longevity story.
Is that so? See that mountain? That's over 2,000 years old.
Really?
Yes, and it's not fully grown either.
Proof positive. So that's why it's bald.
Yes.
Well, you can't go against the word of a mountain, can you?
Indeed.
Oh, dear friend, what a lucky break. If I drink this lake water, I'm sure to live longer than my uncle Laird McGool and thereby inherit his treasures.
Is that so? Well, we'll help you, won't we, Moriarty? Give Neddy a glass of the Loch water.
Here, 1 shilling. Thank you.
Fiendish friend, Moriarty. Give the gentleman back that halfpenny and the silver paper. This glass of Loch water is on the house.
Thank you. Here's health. Ah, marvelous. I'll outlive him.
Of course you will, Neddy. You've put 10 years on your life.
He'd put 10 years on anybody's life.
Here, Neddy, here's another.
Thank you.
Moriarty, this is the Charlie who's going to drink Loch Lomond for us.
Then that will reveal the treasure at the bottom. Money.
Lovely.
Have another. And again, Neddy.
Thank you. I am...
More. Is the level of the loch going down?
No. This way it will take years.
Yes. Neddy, lie down. Good. Right. Now, put this end of the hose in your mouth.
What?
Moriarty, put the other end in the lake.
Right.
Now, Neddy, suck away. Good boy. Drink as much as you can. That's it. It's all free.
It's going down.
Slowly, mark you, but it is going down.
Yes.
Oh, sapristi, what bad luck. It's starting to rain.
Drink faster, Neddy, faster. There's a sharabang. There's a sharabang of pensioners arriving. Drink, please drink.
That's it, drink, little water bag. Quick, plug his ear, it's leaking.
What? It's no good, I'll have to stop.
What for?
Can't you guess? I'm feeling faint.
Faint? You feel faint?
Yes.
Here, drink this glass of water.
Thanks.
Now, Neddy, on with the drinking. You want to live longer, don't you?
Oh, no more tonight. Please, I must get a good night's sleep. I promise I'll come back tomorrow. Needle Noddle McNoo. I'll be staying over in that old red lodge. Good night.
Sapristi, tomorrow's too late. We must have the treasure tonight.
Yes.
Our plane leaves for Amsterdam at dawn.
Let me think. I have it. The water for that old red lodge comes from the lake.
Yes.
Let's go and turn all the taps on and fix them so they can't be turned off.
Right.
Wait. The water for that old red lodge comes from the lake. Let's go and turn all the taps on and fix them so they can't be turned off.
I heard you the first time.
You don't count. I'm only interested in the listeners. Ray Ellington.
Let's hide.
Yes.
Change my mind 1,000 times, but you're still the only one for me. I've told myself that this is wrong, but my heart seems to know where I belong. Yes, I've given up being counted out when our romance was still at sea. I've changed my mind 1,000 times, but you're still the only thrill, the only one who ever will be the only one for me. Who's sorry now? Whose heart is aching or breaking each vow? Who's sad and blue? Who's crying too? Just like I cried over you. Tell me, right to the end, just like a friend, I try to warn you somehow. You've had your way, now you must pay. I'm glad that you're sorry now. Yes, empty. Just like I cried over you. Say right to the end, just like a friend, I try to warn you somehow. Yes, you had your way, baby, you must pay. I'm glad, I'm sad that you're sorry.
The Treasure of Loch Lomond, Park McPhree, the New.
Arch Eye.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
What's going on in here, Min? You're waking all the people in the lodge.
I can't turn this tap off, Henry.
Give me the hammer. Min?
Yes, Hen?
I can't turn it off. I know. Now hold my saxophone a minute. Just roll up my kilt.
Not too high, Henry. Not
too high. No. Min, have you got the monkey wrench?
I gave it back to the monkey.
Oh. We don't wish to know that type joke, Min.
I got it from a very expensive Christmas cracker, buddy.
Oh. We'd better do something. The water's up to my sporran.
Not even.
Call a plumber, Min.
Plumber, Min.
Dear landlord, I heard running water, so I came running down. Good heavens, you're flooded.
We've got a burst pipe.
Which one of you?
Naughty Neddy. Naughty little naughty new Neddy. It's the tap.
Ah, I see. Let me try. I didn't study astral navigation in the isotope Peru for nothing, you know. There. That's got the tap off.
The water's still coming out of the pipe.
What bad luck. Where's the stopcock?
We don't know, cock.
Oh, look, there's something coming out of the burst pipe. Oh.
Ain't that blue butter soup pipe? Thank you, little sausage maker. Thank you. Returns to serious business of acting. Strikes Frank Sinatra, man with golden arm pose. Thinks. Yeah, I like that bit where Kim Novak keeps him warm.
Who are you?
I'm Mac Blinbottles, cock of North Finchley. I go through life with a smile and a song. With a smile and a song. Life is life. I don't want to... Who'd throw that porcelain type sink at me?
I did. How dare you come through Mr. Crun's water pipe without knocking?
I'm sorry. It was not my fault, Captain. Do you know that I was swimming in the lake with my first-class swimmer's badge pinned to my water wings when suddenly, Plugy! I was sucked up into the nasty water pipe. Then there was hours of darkness and writhing agony. And finally, plunge, black. I was squirted out into this bathtub here. But I was not afraid.
Spoken like a man.
Yes, I can do impressions, you know. Oh, I have got a message for you. Major Bloodnock says he wants you all to start building him a boat.
Why?
He's drowning in the lake. Hey! Stop clouting me with that sink-type sink. I must not be nutted by strangers.
Wait. If this young cardboard Captain Webb's tale is true, then this pipe is draining the lake of its life-prolonging waters. Shut up!
Shut up!
All this water here must be returned to the lake. Forward bucket chain!
Can I help?
No, I must do this alone. A horse and bucket. Horse and bucket.
They go together like a horse.
Shut up!
Okay.
Eccles, you're not a horse, you're a dog.
I know, but I do impressions.
All right, get up there, come on. To the lake, Dobbin.
Okay. No, that ain't a horse, no. Oh, that's a dog. No, I'll get it.
I can't wait. I must save the lake. Out of my way!
So started that epic night of adventure, Back and forth went Seagoon with his bucket trying to return the water. Meantime, back at the lake...
It's going down fast.
Good, won't be long now.
Meantime, back in the bathroom...
It's up to the ceiling.
Swim, men, swim.
Meantime, on the road to the lake...
On, proud beauty!
Back in the bathroom...
But, oh, Neddy, the water's going down.
Back at the lake...
Sapristi, the water's going up.
On the road to the lake...
Going backwards and forwards.
Meantime, in the middle of the lake.
Help, 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 help.
Back in the bathroom.
We must stop it rising.
Back of the lake.
We must stop it rising.
Meantime, in the steam baths in Edgware Road.
Oh, blimey.
And in the Cave Fred.
You danced divinely.
Yes, but the water's reached flood level.
Back in the bathroom.
The water's reached flood level.
Meantime, back in.
What about me?
Meantime, back in the studio, I was about to say, meantime, back at the castle.
You've been good to me, laddie. For the last 18 years, you've been salvaging the treasures of that sunken galleon.
Yeah, for the last 18 years, yeah.
Aye. And now we've got the lot. £20,000.
£20,000? That money must be worth a fortune.
Do you know what it means to us both?
Nope.
It means that I'm a rich man. And you're a far better swimmer.
Meantime, back in the bathroom. Meantime, back in the lake. Back on the road to the lake. Don't some people get discouraged easily? Good night. Thank you. And now, Mr. Adolphus Spriggs with Reuben Croucher at the piano.
Walking backwards for Christmas across the Irish Sea. I'm walking backwards for Christmas. It's the only thing for me. I tried walking sideways and walking to the front, but people just look at me and say it's a publicity stunt. I'm walking backwards for Christmas.
That was The Goon Show, a BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, and Spike Milligan, with the Wellington Quartet and Max Geldray. The orchestra was conducted by Bruce Campbell, script by Spike Milligan, announcer Wallace Greenslade, the program produced by Pat Dixon. We'll be right back.